I want to talk a little bit about listening to music. On Shabbos, some of you guys asked me, like, what part of listening to music? So, maybe we'll talk about the other part of listening to music later. But primarily, under what conditions the klal is one permitted to listen to music bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh will see means after Korban, we should batla Sanhedrin, less close to 2,000 years. That's bizman hazeh. So start off with the first source. The Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin says Mishabatla Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin was abolished, Batal Ashir Bebeis HaMishtos. So they abolished singing in the drinking places. Like, I guess a tavern, a pub of some sort. Shneimar Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. The Pasuk says that with singing, they shouldn't be drinking wine. Bashir, with drinking wine, they shouldn't be singing. That would be more appropriate. You know, when they're shoteh yayin, so it shouldn't be bashir. Okay. So a few things. First of all, what does it mean, Mishabat la Sanhedrin? When was the Sanhedrin abolished? So there were different stages that the Sanhedrin gradually lost certain rights. The Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes, and already could be done dini nefashos. But the Sanhedrin still continued to exist in some form or another, even past the Zman of the Mishnah. But since this is a Mishnah, presumably it meant at some stage before the Herod of the Mishnayos, the Sanhedrin had already been abolished, and it could be referring to 40 years before the Churban. It's not clear, at least not to me, when exactly this time was. But at some point, they abolished the singing in the drinking places. So the Gemara in Sota, in source number 2, asks, how do you know that this pasuk in Yeshayahu, obviously Yeshayahu was talking Lassar Lavo, how do you know that it has to do when the Sanhedrin is abolished? So, Minayim Shabbat La Sanhedrin says, so Amr Afun, the Brady of Yeshua, Zamar Kra, he quotes another pasuk, a pasuk from Eicha, if I remember correctly. V'kenen, I have the pasuk correctly. V'kenen Yishar Shavasu Bachurim Miginotam. The pasuk says when the V'kenen were abolished from the Shahar, and we always know from Chumash, like when they sat by the Shahar, that's where the Dayanim sat. You know, you go to the Shahar to go to the Dayan. So that when the Z'kenim were abolished from the Sanhedrin, from the Shahar, from the judgment, Bachurim Miginotam. So that's when the Bachurim were abolished from their musical playing, etc. And Amarav Udne Beshama Zimmer Feyakar, an ear that hears Zemer should be uprooted. So in any event, we see that there's a connection, the Gemara says, between the Bittul of the Sanhedrin and the fact that there's no more Shir. And they abolished the singing. Why? Usually when people tell you, you know, you're not allowed to sing this manazeh, so our initial reaction is, yeah, if you can't sing this manazeh, not because the Sanhedrin was abolished, what do we usually say? Churban. Vechel ha-churban chum, meisam nigdash, we should be so happy. Why is Shabbat al-Sanhedrin? So the Yerushalmi, in source number 3, comes as follows on our Mishnah. Abba bar Rav Yirmiyah Amar, they came to Mishar Shavas Vagoma, Amar Rav Chista, Barishona Isa Ema Sanhedrin Alein. Velo Hayu Omrin Divrei Nevola Bashir. As long as the Sanhedrin was around, so people were afraid of Sanhedrin. So they didn't say Divrei Nevola Bashir. What's Divrei Nevola? Disgusting things. The lyrics were all kosher. They always sang kosher lyrics. Aval achshav she'ein eim of Sanhedrin aleihem ein omrin divrei nevola bashir. Now that there's no eim of the Sanhedrin, so now they're going to say non-kosher lyrics. And presumably, according to at least our understanding right now, I forgot what I was about to say. The non-kosher lyrics that would come in would be once there's no longer Sanhedrin, already they would start instituting the non-kosher lyrics, and presumably this would happen more at a Beis HaMishteh. The more that people are drinking, the less careful they are about what they're saying. But when the Sanhedrin was around, so they were more careful. Just as a bit of an aside, I was thinking, I don't know if the Sanhedrin had spies in all the taverns and all the pubs that existed, and that they were worried that, oy vavoy, you know, somebody's going to come and they're going to take us to the Sanhedrin and they're going to chop off our head. Not that you chayv misa for singing the Eagles of Endavala. I think it's more that when the Sanhedrin existed, there was this overall aimer in the country. This feeling of, like, the Sanhedrin is there, maybe in the Lishka Sadaz is. So there was a certain sense of right and wrong and how we're supposed to behave. And it could be when the Sanhedrin was abolished, that sense of right and wrong of, you know, we know that these are our leaders, these are people who guide us. You know, I guess, what is it, when the cat's away, the mice will play? So when the Sanhedrin is no longer around, so all of a sudden there's this loosening of value. And not necessarily connected to the fact that they would be, you know, dragged in front of the Sanhedrin and be judged. I don't know, just as an aside, but I think that it's part of what we don't understand and don't appreciate about the Chuba. That it's not only that there was this edifice on Yerushalayim where we could be makriv karbanos, but the whole Avirav Kedusha that existed, or at least the potential that could exist, we can blow it, of course, we've lost. And that may be part of why there's no longer name of Sanhedrin, so everybody did what they Yishkola Yashalayim of Yasa. Anyway, that's according to the Maran of the Yerushalmi. The reason that they abolished the singing was because they would start singing the Rinnah of Allah Bashir. That was the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, like, Yisholach Leib Maruk, but they sent to Maruk, V'zimra Manolam Da'asur. How do we know we're not allowed to sing? Now, there's a very important Rashi here. It's a very innocent Rashi, but extremely important. What does Rashi say in Zimra? It says three words. L'shore b'veis ha-mishtos. So it's a very innocent Rashi, right? Rashi says, because you're not allowed to sing in Beis ha-mishtos. But the Gemara didn't say that. That's the way Rashi interprets the Gemara. What could have interpreted the Gemara without Rashi as Zimra Minolim Da'asur, what can't you do? Can't sing anyway. If you didn't have Rashi, and you didn't know the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Yitin Sota, you'd say, I can't sing. But Rashi says, no, you can't sing based on Mishnah. We'll come back to this later. Sidney Bekantav Lusi, he wrote them a response, Al Tismach Yisrael O Gil Ga'amin, right? Bnei Yisrael shouldn't be so happy. They shouldn't be joyous like the nations of the world. It's a pasuk in Hosea. And he says, from here we learn that Zimra is awesome. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, why did you call the Mishnah in Sota? V'lishloch leim yehacha b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Yema sheikha m'shosa. Mishnah in Sanhedrin gave a different pasuk. Give a pasuk from Yishayahu. Why does Marukva call a pasuk from Hosea? So the Gemara answers, Imehu, if I had the pasuk only in Yeshaya, Hava Amina Hanimile Zimra Demana. About the Puma Shari. What Zimra Demana in Zimra the Puma? So Mana is a Kli. And Puma is a Pet. So what Zimra Demana? Instrumental music. And Zimra de Puma is just a cappella. Singing, there'll be a cappella, just any singing, without the instrument. So the pasuk in Yeshaya, which is used by the Gemara in Sota, the Mishnah in Sota, Bashir la Yishtuyayim, the pasuk just beforehand, which isn't printed here, says as follows. Shavas misos tupim, Chadal Sha'on Alizim Shavas Mesos Kinar. The pasuk mentions musical instrumentation, and then it says, Bashir Lo Yishtiyai Yen HaShaykh HaLashelta. So I only had the pasuk in Yishayo, I might have thought that only instrumental music is prohibited. But singing without instrumental music, I might have said that that's okay. So that's why Marukva responded that even singing without instruments is also al tismach yisrael al gil ta'amim. So you shouldn't be singing, according to Rashi again, but based on the shtalt, even if there's no instrumental music. To what extent, what's based on shtalt? So what is we, how do we define a based on shtalt? A pub, a tavern, etc. What else if somebody's having a dinner with wine? They're serving drinks. Wine, beer. And is there also a limitation there? In other words, because if I say Bashila Yushtriyayin, I might have thought that Beis Mishtos is the classic case, but anytime you're drinking wine, it doesn't matter if you're eating also. It's not clear, but the Hagos L'Mordechai, in source number 5, quote to Tosfos, Zimmer Menol and the Asu, Matsosi Batosfos, Bamishte Belo Achilu Huda Asu. Zeu Derech Ovdei Kochotim, Ava Bamishte Shalachila Muta. So going to the Hagos Mordechai, the only time you're limited in your singing is if all you're doing is drinking. You know, it could be if you had a couple of pretzels, that wouldn't count. But I'm saying if it's not a meal, if you're just basically drinking, you're in a tavern, you're in a pub, all you're doing is sitting around and it's basically a drinking party, so then you can't sing. But if you're eating and there happens to be wine also served, you're having a meal and there's wine there also, it seems that it wouldn't be a problem. According to that goes to Mordechai. Okay. Anytime you have Shabbos, anytime you have a festive meal, then Shabbat brachos, we'll see. But the Meiri doesn't seem to learn that way. In source number 6, the Meiri writes, Kol mine zemer ha'asuyim l'simchat hololus. You know what hololus is? Can't say hololus, it's like hololus. Hololus. Idolus is like real kalos rosh, like frivolous activity. The shalom lechadim b'hem l'shabeach habore yisbarach al tzad mitzvah el derech kalos rosh v'tanug b'minei ma'achol u'mishter asu l'shomo. You see, the language of the Meiri is b'minei ma'achol u'mishter. It sounds like from the Meiri that if you had even a meal, but there was mishta at the meal, it would also be a problem. Yeah. So now, let's answer Novi's question. What about a Shabbos meal? The Meiri really set you up at the very beginning why the Shabbos meal is not going to be a problem. He says, let's go back to the beginning of the Meiri. Kol mine zemer ha'asuyim l'simchas hoilulus. Stam! Just having a good time. All you're doing is just enjoying yourself. Shalom l'chavim b'hem l'shabeach ha'bar yisbarach, all the tzad mitzvah. It's not because you're out to praise Hashem. It's not because you're doing a mitzvah. You're just sitting around having a good time. So then it's awesome. And he writes, also the shomel nishtasheyabo, ben shenas hazemer b'kli, ben shirah pet. Right, that's the Gemara giving. It doesn't matter whether it's with instruments or without. Because you came b'makom sha'anoshu l'triya shama, and certainly if it's a mixed crowd, it's a co-ed setting, v'adavabodhi dey hergel aveira. So you're just sitting around having a good time, and you're eating, and you're drinking. And now you want to start singing, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea, it's awesome. U'mikom makom, כל שיש בו שבח ותהילה לשם כגון מיני פיוטים ומזמורים מותר אף בבית חסנם ומשתוס. But if you're sitting around the shabbat office and everybody's happy and everybody's, so what do? You sing songs, פיוטים, מזמורים, that's a שבח ועודויה לשם יסברה. וכן הדין לסמי החוסן וקלו, you're doing it לשם מצווה. In other words, there are two heterim that he brings in. One is that the content of the song is content of Shevach v'Tehillah, Hashem.
The other one is that you're doing it to perform a mitzvah with sameach hatz and the kala.
Could be that even if the contents are not necessarily shevach with tehillah, but if it's done with sameach hatz and the kala, it would be okay. Shekol she'im bo tzatrit so it's mutter. That's on the condition that the song that you're singing with sameach hatz and the kala is not a pizza big song. If the song itself is like, if it's neutral lyrics, then it's sameach hatz and the kala, fine. But if it's negative lyrics, and you can't use it with some echos mikach. Vein lo da'ayin ala ve'elo ala mashayin avros, if you become a mishatam, every case should be judged on its own merits, time and place, or place and time. Vapa mikros, melamdim shelo nemar ala derech pritzos, v'shamar ke'amin, that's why the Pasuk says, in Hosea, al tisam chisolo gil ka'amin, it shouldn't be like the goyim, k'lam ekeminog amin, v'chein bashilo yishtiyayin, shkolelo derech pritzos v'kalos rosh, so that's what's awesome. Comes out stage number one. Stage number one of the shiur. What we've seen so far is that the only issur applies in a place of the Beis Mishtos when there's drinking. According to some, only when there's just drinking. According to others, even when there's drinking and eating, but there is drinking. The reason you can't do it is because we are worried about the content of the song. And it could also be in kind of setting which would lead to stam hoilulus. It could be that when Yushami talks about the content of the song, you bring Navala, and the meal expands a little bit, the whole setting will become an improper setting. But we have two etherim. One is if the content of the song is very, very positive. Zivrei Shevach, Tehillah Lashem Yisbarach. And the second one was, if it's done the Dvar Mitzvah, Sameach Chos of the Kala, for instance, as long as it's not negative lyrics, as long as it's not different features, so that'd be okay. Based on, I'm going to turn this on a little bit, and the freezing, we can change it. Okay. Now, based on this, is there any limitations to singing and music as long as there's no drinking?
No.
Nothing. Okay. Don't drink. Don't drink and listen to music. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and listen to music. It's like you said, I'm not listening to music, so I can't drink. Otherwise, no. Because everybody can drink. No. Otherwise, you can listen to music. Unless you can drink. But then there's the few shaman. This is the Rishami that's going to shake us all up. Rishami in Megillah, so I said, because of the following. Maruch v'mishlach, send the following. Katav l'reish gerusa, send the following message to the reish gerusa. Tavadomich v'kohen b'zimri. To the Karben Eda, the Perush on Rishami explains what domich v'kohen b'zimra. Show you om in the front of b'shach bo v'kumo. He used to go to sleep and wake up with music, with singing, with instruments, without instruments, whatever it is. But he's to go to sleep and wake up with music. She said, sent to the Reish Galusa, Yisrael atismach ta'amim el gil. Naruto was not happy. Did Reish Galusa go to sleep drinking and wake up drinking? So the Tosfos in Gittin, in source 8, there's a solid. First, he starts talking about the Gemara we learn. Zimmer Menolim Da'as, the Peyish Bekunches, the Shod Beis HaMishtos. Remember that Rashi? It's only referring to Beis HaMishtos. V'chein Mashma, V'zukam Avalish, V'chlein Mehoch, V'shilo Yishtiyayin. V'gvat, V'sot, V'tanam, V'shabat, V'saned, V'vat, V'shir, V'Beis HaMishtos, V'shinam, V'shilo Yishtiyayin. But, in the last four lines, Tosfos says, V'roi Lahachnir B'kayotze. And one should, and it is proper to be Machnir in similar cases, Dahu be Yerushalmi Davakoyim Vidomach Bizimra, and quote Yerushalmi by the Reish Galusa, Shemisnaeg Biota. See, Misnaeg Biota. He's overdoing. And as long as the problem with the Reish Galusa. The problem with the Reish Galusa wasn't that he occasionally listened to music. The problem with the Reish Galusa is that he seemed to have always listened to music, every morning, every night, every morning. That's too much. And then Tosfos says, "Oh, the Shir Shal Mitzvah Shalosh Kigam B'Shaschu B'Shalosh Kimusamei Chatzim Kam." So it sounds, the way Tosfos understands the Yushalmi, is that there's the second Isser involved. One is, don't overdo it. In the Beis HaMishter, that's bad. And there's a second Isser, which is, don't overdo it. Too much music is not good. So him it would be no good.
Right.
Although the way Maruk sends the message based on a pasuk, it would sound like it's talking to everybody. And it's interesting that Tosfos doesn't say it was the Reish Galusa. Tosfos, when he quotes the Yerushalmi, says, "Dahahu be Yerushalmi." There was a guy in the Yerushalmi. Somebody. And whether Tosfos had a different gifter or Tosfos just wanted to disagree with you. No offense, I'm saying. Tosfos wanted to say it wasn't because it was the Reish Galusa. Just because, listen, it could be that most people couldn't afford to have people singing for them morning and night. Like, because they were people who performed for him. Reish Galusa was a powerful person, presumably wealthy, so he could do that. But everybody else, you know, the average person couldn't, but it's wrong. And what exactly is wrong about this? Shemiz ane biyotah. Is it the same thing that we're worried that he's doing it too much so it leads to priests and hololus? Or maybe not. It's a totally separate reason. There's no drinking going on. Maybe this would go back to what we normally think about, and that is maybe Zechel Chorba. It's just too much. You know, in moderation. Because I think that's all singing. It's not a little St. Clair from Tosfos. You could come out with a big chumah, I'm not so sure it's right. Because the end of the Tosfos says, you should be mitanik biyoter. The question is, when he says, v'shir shal mitzvah shalik yigom b'shah schup v'shal sim l'schameh achas m'kala. So he's referring to the first part or the second part? If he's referring to the first part, I mean, normally you can't drink when you can't sing when there's drinking, but at a chuppah, at the Sheva Bracha, so you can sing even though there's drinking. That makes sense. But if you want to come up with a big chumi, say, you can't sing and, you know, music, too much music is bad. Morning, night. You can do it at a Sheva Bracha. No, Sheva Bracha would be okay. That's not considered too much. It sounds like if there was no reason to sing, then like any singing without a reason is too much. I don't, it's a bit of a chumna. I'm not so sure that that's what Tosfos means. But, because the question is, you see, it seems from the Reish Galusa that he really overdid. It wasn't that he was mitanik. He was mitanik biyota. I don't think Tosfos means that if, you know, you have to have a big excuse, otherwise it's always biyota. I don't know about that. The Gemara in Sota, in Source 9, may have a bit of a hetzer for at least a lot of singing. I don't do much aerobics. And I think much is a superfluous word in the sense. But I understand when people do aerobics, there's music all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, and I guess like people listen to music when they're doing exercise.
Yeah.
What?
Like
keeps them pumped. I don't know. Sometimes it keeps a certain beat. I guess sometimes it just keeps you from getting bored or keeps you pumped.
Yeah, getting bored and like I guess that's
so imagine somebody does exercise every day and is listening to music all the time. So the Gemara in Sota says as follows. Amar Rav Huna, Zimra denagdeyu debakre shari, the gardor yosef. The zimra, the singing of the sailors and the farmers, not the literal translation, we'll see why in a moment, is allowed, but if the weavers, people who weave, is awesome. So Rashi explains, Zimidanag, they moshe svinos bechevel. They would pull boats with the rope. I don't know exactly what they did, something to do with work on ships. Shari is allowed. She'eno ela lezarzam bimalachta. Why do they sing? Keeps them popping. For the malacha. So it's okay. And the bakre, shemizabi mishosha choshim, when they were using their axe to plow, ve'eno ela lechavin et hashvarim litlamehem. Shehochem lekol hashir. Darav aleichem. He has musical action. That's what he says. The axe is to follow the sound. So they would, if you wouldn't sing, they would like, walk like this, like a, I don't know. But if you sang, so they would walk straight. So what do you see? If your singing helps you in your work, in the sense that it keeps you pumped, or it helps things going, so that's okay. But the gardoi, awesome. So the weavers, it's awesome. And Rashi says, why? Eino ela l'schok. Because it's only there for frivolous. So it's not clear, but it sounds like from Rashi the following. If my singing actually helps my work, then I'm allowed to do singing, and it sounds like even if it's a lot. But if my singing doesn't help me do the work, it's about maybe because I'm even though I'm just bored by it, but that's not helping me do my work. Because I'm not going to do the work anyway. I'm just bored when I'm doing my work. So that would be an awesome. Or, it's some Nairishkeit singing. I don't know. Hope. That's what the Gemara said. Based on Rashi. Just finishing up before I take the questions, because this will finish the first half. And here he writes in Source 10, Kol Hashirim Shem Bahem Shevach Lashem Yisbalah Baruch Hu. Right, songs that don't have a positive content, right, it's bad news, you're not allowed to sing them. In other words, if it's going to cause you to be drowsy, so if you don't sing, and singing will keep you awake, it'll keep you pumped and you'll do your work better, so then it's mutter. And then he quotes the case. What? Presumably with neutral content. If it's positive content, there might be mutter all the time. If there's neutral content. I guess if you sang row, 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 you both, I don't know if that keeps the sailors pumped, but you know. That's neutral content. You sang row, 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 you both, then you're down the stream, for fine. Okay. All right. Yeah, question.
Is it different
in
whether it's singing or
like what's the instrument? Not clear. In the Reish Galusa, it just says that he used to, the Korban Eidah understand it that you omen lefana. They would say it. I don't know if they was musical instruments. It's not clear. Sounds like it could be just regular singing. I would assume that the sailors didn't have somebody there with a keyboard going along and playing.
Can you say that maybe music played a very different role back then than it does today? Like, there's so much music and it's so easy to get, like, everyone has, like, thousands of songs in their pocket. Like, maybe it's just, like, not such a big deal. People aren't so effective in music today because it's just not such a big deal.
So if you want to suggest that because music is so easily available, it's not such a big deal.
I mean, like, it's not something that you only associate with, like simcha or like whatever. Like, there are lots and lots of other types of songs, meaning like
it's not. See, now it comes like this. If you're dealing with the second issue, not the base on the issue, but the issue that you're listening to in concert. So why is it bad? Because it's Talmud Biyoter. So you would have to claim that, see, if I had three violinists coming along and playing for you, etc. So that's kind of beyond there. Right? And I'm sitting there with my iPod and, you know, I'm just listening to whatever. So that's my time to be out there. But in other words, maybe, but on the other hand, people listen all the time because it's enjoyable.
Right, but like the enjoyment, meaning like it was to feel like that, but it wasn't like anything. Like the enjoyment, I guess,
is a
different level. Like you're
laughing, really.
It's joyful.
In other words, you have to say it has to be an unusual enjoyment. I think people listen to music because they actually find it very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I don't think that people don't enjoy music so much. If they didn't enjoy music so much, they wouldn't be listening to it all the time. Okay. Now the Rambam. The Rambam very possibly has a different approach to everything. In source number 11. Now, the first Rambam in Halachi Beis is only there to understand Halachi Yudalit. It's putting things in context. It says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Tiktu Chachamim Sheibos Hadar Shengbonim Lalam Binyan Nisuyad Umichuyar B'kibinyan Malachim. The Rambam starts listing things that we don't do because of the Chorban. And then in Yudalit, he's continuing things we don't do because of the Chorban. The chain gazru shelo l'nagin b'kli shir b'chol minei zemer b'chol mashmiyei kol shel shir asu l'smach b'hen v'asu l'shomer mipnei ha'churban v'afilu shir b'peh l'ayayin asura shenema b'shila yishtu yayin u'kvar nagu kol yisrael lo medibri t'atzishbachos o shir shelo dos l'akel v'kayoti b'hen alayayin. So tell me, how is the Rambam different than what we've seen up until now? So first of all, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the Sanhedrin. He talks only about Chorban. Okay. Secondly, how else would it be different? Read Halacha Yudalit carefully. So can you listen to me, Nezema? So I came to Shalom and the Nagin be Klishir. So you can't play musical instruments. Under what conditions? Under what conditions? Is that true? Where? Go back now. Vapilushir Bapeh Al Hayayu. The first half Halacha Dalet deals with musical instruments. The second half deals with Shira Bapeh. In the second half he mentions Al Hayayu. And in the first half he doesn't mention Al Hayayu. It sounds like Pashto for the Rambam is that musical instruments are asur all the time. Why? Zech l'churba. Shira Baper is only asur when you're drinking. Why? What about Zech l'churba and Shira Baper? Simple answer. What about
Zecha Lechorban?
Why would only Minei Zemer be asur? Which is the greater simcha? The instrument. Right? The bigger. So, instruments, Zecha L'Churban, we cancel all the time. Shira Bapa, the guy sits around and he's singing. Not such a big simcha. So then it's only us if it's Aleyai. So based on this understanding of the Rambam, we can come along. Based on this understanding of the Rambam, we can come along and we can say that only when we deal with musical instruments, it's us across the board. When you're dealing, because of the Bechel Chub, when you're dealing with, not musical instruments, just your Bechel, so then, you know, you're worried if you're drinking, etc. Maybe the same line of reason. That's one way of understanding the Rambam. There are two other ways that people understand the Rambam. One is L'kula and one is L'chum. One way, I didn't even caught here, I think the Knesset HaDolah is the way that does it, is the way Esti suggested. When Esti saw Shira Bapeh in the second half of the Rambam, what did you assume? The Yayin was referring to the whole Rambam. Meaning, b'chein goes to shalom nagin b'kli shir, b'chol min hezem, b'chol mashmi ekol, v'afilu shir ha-bapeh, all this was alayay. So that would be the kula. And that would be very much like we saw Rashi and Tosfot, that the Gemara in Gittin, when they said, minayin de zimra, minolim de zimra, is also in Rashi said, the Beis HaMishtos, it's all talking about what? It's all talking about kula. There's a way of understanding it l'chumra. And the Torah quotes the Tshuva of the Rambam. In Milashon HaRambam, Zichrono Levracha Mashma, the Bekli Asur Lishma B'chol Inyan, U'Bapeh Dafka Alayayin. Aval Hu, the Rambam Be'er B'Tshuva She'ela, he wrote the Tshuva, Tafilu Bapeh Asur Ha'Belo Mishte. Ve'in Chilik Milashon Ivri, Milashon HaRavi, it doesn't matter what language you're singing in, but it's all up. So the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that it seems that Shira Bapeh is also across the board. And when he wrote Alayayin, he didn't mean Dafka Alayayin. And in source number 13, he tries to explain that even Alayayin, but even not Alayayin, in all cases. So that would be a big chumrah, that you can't sing
at all,
even without one. Even if there's no musical instrument. So we have these three possibilities in the Rambam. Pshat in the Rambam is that musical instruments also are under all conditions. Singing bapeh is only us if there's one. Lukula, even singing, even musical instruments are us only if there's one. And lachuma, even singing bapeh is us if there's musical instruments. The Vadi Yosef in source 14 understands the Rambam is the first way, the pshat. Says the Yotzei Nocha Lefarish Kedivrei Achronim Anal Sheharambam Cholek Al Rashi VeTosfot Shematirim Bein B'Kli Shir Uvein Shir Bapeh Shelo Al Hayayin V'Huzah B'Chalakut Yashit Lamo De B'Kli Shir Asur V'Chol Ofan Bapeh Dafka Al Hayayin. Now this is extremely crucial because the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam almost word for word, and presumably however you understand the Rambam, that's how you understand the fact of Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. So, either the Mechaber will, if you take it for Kula, musical instruments are also only if there's one. If you take it for Chumra, even singing Bapeh is also even if there's no one. And if you take the middle approach, musical instruments under all the circumstances, and Bapeh only if there is one. Now, the Rambam does have a built-in Heter. What's the Rambam's built-in Heter? Divrei Tishbachot Vahodot, that's a lot. That's a Rambam. And that's Mutar even Aliyah. So, presumably, even though you're serving a Shever Brachos or Simchus Chatzos V'Kalim or something like that, as long as you're singing your Shiros and Tishbachos, it would be okay. That's what he said. Take a look at the next page. There's almost And depending on how you learn this, there's almost nothing new here. Which is good, because like if you look at the Rishonim, we didn't all the Rishonim, but then everything fits in. If you read the Mechaber without the Ramah, it's the Rambam. Source 15. V'chein gazo shalom ragim klishir v'chomine zemuch ha'mishmiya kol shashir v'sameach behen v'asol shalom mitnei ha'churba. No mention of wine. V'afilu shiri b'peah ala yayin asur shenema v'shili yishti yayin v'anogu kol yisal lo medivik tishbapa z'ashir shalom dos v'zichon kasi v'kodishbapa ala yayin. It's almost words for words in the Rambam. So whatever we said in the Rambam, that's what we should say in Shulchan Aruch. Just have to try to figure out what the Han v'chagor understood the Rambam. But that's that. The Ramah. Now we read just the Ramah. V'yesh omrin dafka nisha ragil bahem. Kigon hamalachim shomrin v'shochrin b'klishir ol b'beit hamishta. What does the Ramah paskin like? That's like Tosfot. Give it to b'beit hamishta, then it's Tosfot. And if it's not the Beit HaMishteh, then it's only Aser if you're Ragel Behem. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Ramah paskens like the Baal Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudbeis writes this out. First of all, Sifkat and Yudalef. This is Sifkat and Yudbeis. Over Beit HaMishteh, she says, Rotz Olam Lefishu Alayayin Asu Bazeh Vafilu Mishen Oroga Bazeh. The Beit HaMishteh tells you even if you don't do it all the time, just occasionally. He takes the more chomer approach. No. That everyone agrees, right? If it's alayayin, tutasim. Val kenish limchos ba'osan sheyosh ve'lechos udasan ubachutz omdenu menagnim. Ubachol yamosan kein bezavad eistergam. He's talking about people who sit and eat their meals in the restaurant. And what are people doing? Mamash Asa. So what's the Heter? The Heter is Agos Mordechai. In the Shar HaTzion, he writes, Lo Tzolam Alayayin. Amnam Lepi Mashakosu B'Masechet Gitim B'Agos Ramosha B'Mordechai B'Shem Mordechai Yoshan D'Dapto B'Mishte B'Lo Achilo Huda Asur. She came there at Akum, about the Mishnah Shalachila Mutar, Eshet Ein Numchos Bam Al Afagat Yerigi Leibos Ben. Then we saw that it says that Man Chloket between the Hagos Lamordechai and the Meiri, whether the Yayin meant only if it's drinking, or even if it's drinking associated with eating. So if you want to rely on Hagos Lamordechai, so then if I'm sitting down for a meal, even if there's wine, it's not a problem. To sum it up, in source number 16, there's an article in volume 14 by Aaron Kahn on the subject. He says, according to every opinion, there is some prohibition against music. The most leading opinion allows singing and listening to others singing, to others singing as long as it is not accompanied by drinking. If there's no musical, all right, even if there is. As long as there's no drinking, that's okay. There's some difference of opinion about the precise definition of drinking. Does it mean partying that is drinking only? But drinking during meals is not included, or is it drinking in any context, even if there's a meal? Hagos Mordechai Nimir. If it is the Sudat Mitzvah, singing is permitted even while drinking. According to many opinions, even instrumental music is permissible at a Sudat Mitzvah. This is certainly so at weddings, where the music helps create the joy, etc. But there is a possibility that if the text of the song is pedagogic, teaching a religious a moral lesson, or offering graces to God, then the singing of such a song is permitted with wine. And we also saw that in the Miri. Even if it's not a sin, even if it's not a mitzvah, but we're just saying it's a very positive content, and you can do it even over wine. The Ramah would then remain as the most lenient position with regard to instrumental music. Instrumental music would be permitted as long as it is not pursued excessively or with great regularity. Still, the Rambam, the Torah, and the Mechaber seem to prohibit instrumental music across the board. So, those of us who are Ashkenazim, so we can be somek on the Ramah. That's the Machlon and Right, it's supposed to be Nachmi like the Mechaber, we can be somek on the Ramah. And therefore, the thing that's absolutely Asur would be in a place that there's only drinking and the singing is not Divrei Shiros and Shizbachos, so forget. Right, that's all. Somebody's not playing music. Somebody's playing classical music. It seems that if somebody was playing classical music in the base mishta, and you were just drinking in the cavern. Depends. If you're a chassid, you say, that's the greatest shiurs of the shbachos, right? You can put in your own words. It's actually a fake. So that can be one minute. So that would be us across the board. If there's drinking, if there's a meal, then there's a little bit to be made on. And if it's dinner, shiros and tishbachos, so that would be okay. The biggest problem is the constant listening to music that we do all the time. So what's the head then? So if you're listening to Jewish content, positive Jewish, different shiros and tishbachos, that's the head then. Even though it might be Latan and Biosa, but Chronim, some Achronim write, and some Kanradoras, so we need to have so, okay. You can do that. And, those are makeup. Presumably, would it be a better idea to try to cut down a little bit on listening to music? Would be a bad idea. It's very, very hard. So what I was saying is we're so inundated with music, it's so easy, we're so used to it. And, you know, sometimes my perspective is halavai people should listen to Jewish music all day long. Because if not going to listen to Jewish music all day long, they listen to something else all day long. So, Rav Hashem, people get into Jewish music, so they get into it, and they start limiting, you say, no, you can't listen to halavai in the same way. So that's hopefully that'll keep them on the Derech HaYosha. Because when you find yourself needing to hum a tune, you find yourself wanting to say, you have your stack of 1,000 things on your iTunes, whatever it is. So, okay. Yesh makom lahakim. Achronim right is manenu. We're so inundated with music. Yesh makom lahakim. But presumably it would be appropriate not to start searching for all sorts of terem during the 3 weeks, during the sphere, etc. And it's like this and like that. So at least during the Dragach and during the sphere, when people are not Yavelos, at least to try to cut down that. Because the truth is, we should be cutting down all year long. We should really be coming down all year long. Okay, so that's too much, right? Stay down. Okay. But at least when getting ready for the Churban, the experience, should work on cutting down. Just a last little piece here. Just to talk about in verse 17 and 18, the Minhag Yerushalayim, that sometime was in the 1860s, there was a plague, and somebody saw the chalom that the reason was that there's too much music at weddings. So they accepted in Minhag Yerushalayim that they only have one piece, one musical instrument at a wedding. Now the two important machlokes in halacha lemaisa on this. One is, what's the definition of Yerushalayim? What's the question? Old city versus newer neighborhood. So that's verse number 18. Because there's those passing the old city, those passing the neighborhood. For some reason, we didn't get a clear answer from Rabsoma Zalman. Sometimes Rabsoma Zalman used to seem to imply that he's only in the old city. Sometimes he implies that he's even the newer neighborhood. I don't know. It's not so clear what it is. Secondly, the issue is, what do you mean by one piece? So the real machmirim don't know if you've been to a Yerushalmi wedding like this. The real machmirim, when it's one piece, it's a guy on a drum.
Mm-hmm.
Guy on a drum. Not a keyboard. Just a drum. How can you do it? So they usually have a couple of singers. Two people singing. Mm-hmm. People tell me, if you think you're going to save money, you don't. By the time you pay for the drummer and the two singers, because just as much as having, not a huge band, but just as much as... Then there are those who say, no, as long as it's one piece, and you can have a keyboard. That can play all sorts of sounds, but it's one piece. So those who have one piece, and they have a keyboard. I know, by the way, you should know, there are people who Dafka don't want weddings in Yerushalayim, because they want to have a band. So, again, they're mekilim. They also say the whole zera is only in the old city. So if you're outside the old city, you can have a whole band. And then there are those who say it's even in the new city, but you can have one piece. Both my kids got married. One got married in Yerushalayim, one got married, can't say, for each one of them had only one guy on a keyboard. It's very legendary. I can't say that a band isn't even more so, but a good guy on a keyboard, it's fine. Can really do one. Drums, I don't know. Drums is harder. One guy on a keyboard can really do it. So that's the issue on the Minhag Yerushalayim. No two issues. Just as a little bit of the Divrei Drush, he added two approaches in Tosfos. Or to some extent, Tosfos and Rambam. You have one issue is that there was limitations on using Mishabad La Sanhedrin. And one limitation was limitations on music because of Zeichel Chuban. I think both issues come up in a certain way after you've, Baruch Hashem, been hearing that yourself for a year or more learning, and then you leave, you're faced with both challenges. It's a little bit of the forgetting about the Zeichel Chuban. We want to do Zeichel Chuban because if we don't do Zeichel Chuban, we forget about the Chuban. Out of sight, out of mind. And you're out of Eretz Yisrael, sometimes Eretz Yisrael plays much less of a role in your life. And you can get caught up in living in chutzlaret. I know, actually I don't take long trips to chutzlaret, but when I go to chutzlaret, I open up the New York Times, whatever it is, and reading an article about the Middle East. So all of a sudden you realize that the us and the them are different us and them. And in the article in the New York Times, the them are the people living in the United States. We're not the them, we're the us. So it's totally different mindset. And it's necessary to try to create that zecher of Eretz Yisrael. You shouldn't forget, you shouldn't get caught up. The other thing is that, at the beginning we talked about Mishabbat Sanhedrin. So, you know, when the Katzer is Maisa play, there's a certain level of Kedusha and a certain kind of behavior that was so natural here, or hopefully somewhat natural here, that little by little you're far away, and again, the influences, it changes your behavior. And you have to be careful about that. Because the singing of Kedusha can turn into the singing of Hagalus. It's not only the singing, all of activities can be like that. So how do you combat this? How do you rise to the challenge? I remember many years ago, one of the first years of school, the students was, Rami was in, I think, in 10. She came back to visit and I was talking to her. She said to me, you know what everybody needs? Everybody needs their own personal mashkiach. Somebody to come along and make sure that they're not the... I'll tell you two things. First of all, in terms of combating the Zeichel Chuban, whether you're living here in Eretz Yisrael or you come to visit as much as you can, that's the first thing. I know it's hard to come visit because it's time, it's money, and it's not so simple. But I really think when you come back, you reconnect with the land very quickly. So the more often you can come back, the better it is. Great you came back now, and every opportunity you have, really come back. And in terms of the lack of Sanhedrin, so you need a personal Mashiach. A
to the meeting, Baruch Hashem, with wonderful chavrus. That's the thing. Baruch Hashem, you have a wonderful chavrus. You need to strengthen each other. You need to be machatik each other. Because that's what it's going to do. If each one does his, her part, strengthening the individual, strengthening the kutsa, and you have to be a good enough friend. If you see somebody doing something that's not appropriate, you have to be a good enough friend to risk your friendship to say, no, I'm not here. No, it's not fair. It's not for you. Nobody likes to hear that. But it has to be necessary. Unless Hashem, you won't reach that stage with your cousin. But keep in mind that that's, sometimes you have to play the role of Mashkiach. Not too much, because nobody likes a Mashkiach. But together, working together to set the tone, the best of Hashem, we'll all be back here. We won't need to have a Zech L'Chuban, and we won't be Batal Sanhedrin. We'll be able to be Sameach, the Simcha of the Binyan Aliyah.